Welcome back to the Physical Activity Center, where both teams continue to excel on the offensive end. 32-31 USI with the slim one-point advantage, 7:21 to play first half. And Jordan, both teams shooting it well, 55% for USI, Quincy 59%.
Yeah, absolutely. Both teams are really able to get good looks at the basket, and they're led by the players that you wouldn't be surprised by. Taggarelli and then Bobo Drummond finally coming to life here for USI.
Quincy with the ball coming out of timeout. 10 seconds to shoot as McGaffey has it into the post. Skip pass right wing for Steiner, who pump fakes, drives, dishes it back out for Washington. A long two is in and out, no good. Rebound, though, is corralled by McGaffey. And then McGaffey is fouled, I believe, going up for two.
I believe that foul's going to go on Drell Taylor as he was trying to strip it away. And it does go on Taylor. That's his first, but certainly an unfortunate sequence there where McGaffey got the rebound over top of George Edwards and able to draw a foul going up after the offensive rebound.